I think it was about 1 a.m. when I finally turned off my Kindle and went to sleep last night, thinking, right, tomorrow I will attack the day. And to all intents and purposes, when I woke up at about 7:45, it was totally and utterly what I had planned, to the extent that, because the phone was beside the bed, which isn't a normal occurrence for a good night's sleep, I started making a list of all the things I have to do today, preparation for 3 presentations I've got to deliver in the not too distant future, one of which is tomorrow. And some other bits and bobs, shenanigans, fixing things, finding things, sorting things, archiving things, backing things up. So there's the list ready to go. I just quickly check the feeds and I start reading a few long read news articles. So by the time I actually get out of bed, it's 8:15. And just in time for me to don my running gear, say cheerio to the kids for school and head off on a run. And I decide to do a slightly longer run than normal. And on that run, I spot a cluster of what look like, to me, oyster mushrooms. And I'm not entirely sure they are, so I didn't actually pick anything. And I didn't have anything to put them in anyway. But I did, of course, photograph them and share them to social media to see if I could get the hive mind to verify what I thought they were called. Mostly got jokes back when I said, name these mushrooms. Names like Dave, and I can't remember the other ones, actually. And then I completed my run and inadvertently ended up doing another 20 minutes of pyo. First ever time I've done pyo. I was already sweating, and I sweated some more. Rounded that up with a cold shower, then grabbed breakfast and a cup of tea. Laptop under arm, headed to here, my shed, to attack the day. That was at about 10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock. So already, like, the hours are slipping by. And then I notice it starts raining and there's washing on the line. So I head out and take the washing off the line and go hanging up inside the house. Whilst doing that, I decide that because I've just downed that cup of tea, I need to use the loo. So I go and use the loo, and it's a sit-down job. And my phone just so happens to be in reach. And I end up thinking, right, there's going to be notifications galore on the back channels, the encrypted back channel, Wire being one. If you're not on Wire, check out @Wire on Twitter or wire.com. And there's an easy swipe of the channels, and I've got a back channel for my newsletter on there, which is always pretty active between the people around the world that are on it. You know, it can be Australia chatting or the UK. And as I go to swipe, I end up getting wrapped up in a couple of conversations and speculations and plottings. So I make sure that I finish my business and mute the channel and head now to the shed, whereby I've plugged my laptop into everything, sat down, and I noticed that on these new shorts I've got, a bit synthetic actually, if I'm totally honest, they were in a sale. There's a very visible logo on the pocket, and I really don't like visible logos that much. So I took a Sharpie, as they're black shorts, and I coloured in the logo, which took, what, maybe no time at all. Probably took about the same amount of time as it has been me sharing that story. And also on my chair there was a pile of cassettes that I needed to find a place for in my ever-so-cluttered shed, which meant that To clear a space on my cassette shelf, I had to move some Lego minifigures, which meant I had to clear a bookshelf in order to put the minifigures there. And you see where I'm going now? It's nearly 10:45 already. Probably because I then decided to focus on this journey of procrastination, which I am now sharing because I want to concretely confirm it in my mind that this is something I need to find a way through and out of, and then step back and take a look at it and never step on this path again. Well, within reason, there's always something you've got to do on the side. So what is the life hack that ensures that you actually just get straight into the list that you've made? I mean, it's not 11 o'clock yet, so I'm actually doing better than normal, believe it or not. Sometimes I don't actually start getting into work, proper work. Like, I'm not saying I get into the flow zone, but I don't normally get right into the zone until after lunch. I know. And then it's all kind of, you know, continuous till about 10, 11 p.m. So maybe if I had an earlier cutoff time, not 1 a.m., I would wake up feeling, well, even earlier and just get crap done. So maybe that's it. Now, I've talked about it and explained it. Should you have any tips, let me know. But how do you let me know without blasting my feeds with stuff I've got to read? Could you leave a comment on this particular audio boom? Probably not. It's a bit. You might have actually subscribed to this, and it's in your ears right now. Anyway, before it gets to 11 o'clock, I vow, my laptop will be open. I will have Keynote open, and I will already be working on the top of my list item, the presentation on mobile video production and photography that I'll be delivering at the Open University tomorrow. And that's going to be nailed by lunchtime. Oh yes, he says, thumping the table with confirmed promise to self. Whatever you're doing, just do it. Actually do it. Speak to you later.